car was that was so hot and had been burned down that it was just like molten metal, so that the ashes and when things that are in the bottom of the car have got to be analyzed by laboratory experts before we can determine whether there are any human bones or flesh or anything of that kind.
Mm-hmm. Well, how in the hell can't they take a crowbar and break in that car?
Well, we've broken into the car. We're at work on that now. We got the crowbars there within, I guess, about a half hour ago, and broke open the doors, which couldn't be opened any other way. And now they, as I say, are working on the matter of getting the particles of the inside of the car out and preserving such parts that can be preserved. Now, of course, what's happened down there is the community has learned that the car being found, and we have asked the Mississippi Highway Patrol to put out to give us enough men that we can surround the area to keep away sightseers and newspaper men and all that type of individual that will cause us the trouble. What we want to preserve are any footprints or any tire prints of persons who might have come there with this car and then left the car there after they set it afire. Obviously, whoever did it didn't walk away, I'd imagine, except to get into another car and drive away. So therefore, we are trying to preserve whatever evidence we can find on the outside there. But so far as whether the bodies were in the car or not, we can't say that definitely yes or no. We can say it is the car, and that is, and the license numbers that were on the car in Philadelphia, Mississippi, are the license numbers on this burned car. Because the burning of the car occurred inside. The outside of it was not burned, it was scorched, of course, and burned, but was not destroyed. Now, I understood, I conveyed your suggestion that we get in touch with the governor and see whether he would issue a statement. He could not be reached for 20 minutes because he was holding a press conference. I would surmise that that may be dealing with this particular thing, because the Mississippi Highway Patrol told us that they had had a flash that the car had been found, and they were sending some of their men down to where it was in order to be of any assistance that they could, since it is both a federal and a state violation of law. I told them, however, to still keep after the governor and then to let me know what the governor was, what the governor said, if he was dealing with this subject, what he said in his press conference. I suggested to them that they tell the governor that it might be desirable for him to indicate that not only would the full facilities of the law enforcement agencies of Mississippi be extended to the federal authorities, but he would see that that everything was done to bring the perpetrators of this crime to justice. Now, whether he'll say that or not, I don't know.
Okay, much about it. You call me when you get in there.
I will.